The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Indie Pow, an hour of Indigenous power here on Jukasa Radio 93.5.
What up, what up? Welcome to Indie Pow with your host, Layla Black, here tonight. And tonight I'm talking about a topic that is probably already come across your dinner table at some point, especially if your children are on tablets or devices. I'm sure they have probably seen some YouTube videos. So if this is the first time you're listening to Indie Pal, my name is Layla Black. I am a full-time digital marketer. I've been building businesses online for the last decade and traveling, speaking, teaching. One of my passions is empowerment and teaching people to recognize the power and the value within themselves. And then pushing and encouraging them to follow their passions as entrepreneurs. It's like one of the greatest feelings in the world when you can help someone monetize their passion, what they love to do, and teach them how to make money with it online. So I did a workshop last week here on Six Nations, a social media workshop, and the feedback was amazing. The participants were blown away. Their brains literally exploded during the workshop, and we had a lot of fun with it. But one of the topics that came up was children on YouTube. Okay, so if your child has expressed some interest in being on YouTube or making videos or, you know, starting their own channel, then I want you guys to pay attention. I've got in the works some ideas with some local mentors here about creating a YouTuber boot camp for the youth so that they can learn how to set up their channels, how to stay safe, how to plan their content, and how to really monetize an audience that they build on YouTube. So that's in the works. However, I just wanted to put the feelers out there with the community since I know you guys are listening and see, hey, is this something that people would want? Is this something that people here on Six Nations are interested in that they hear their kids talking about? So I thought, why not talk about it here on the radio? So I'm going to share with you guys some tips if you have a young YouTuber or an aspiring YouTuber to just make sure that they're safe. Make sure that they are sharing what is important to them and really creating an environment that you can feel confident in when they're out there in the social media world. Okay, so stick with me, guys. I've got some awesome tips for you and also an invitation for all of you youngsters out there to come have ice cream with us on Friday. So don't go anywhere. Logan Stats is putting on a free show this Friday. Logan Stats, CTV winner of the launch, also my brother, is putting a free show on in Brantford. So I'll give you all the details. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
You're listening to Jukasa Radio.
Welcome back to Indie Pow with your host, Layla Black, here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio. We do this show every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight, I wanted to address something that was brought to my attention. I did a social media workshop here on Six Nations last week, and this came into the forefront. What if my kid wants to start a YouTube channel? What do I do? How do I do that for them? How do I, you know, guide them on that path? And I've been marketing online digitally for the last 10 years, and I've seen some of the insane numbers that these children on YouTube are pulling in. One of our family favorites in our house is Funnel Vision. This is a dad that makes all these awesome kids hip hop songs with his kids and does videos with them. And I think right now it was shown that they're at about $20 million a year that this family is earning from YouTube. So it's definitely an opportunity. If your kids are interested in it, you want to pursue that with them, but you want to do it the right way. Okay. So the first things first is safety, right? Okay. So online safety is huge. If your child is under 13, they'll need your permission. They'll need your account or a family link to create a YouTube channel. Also, one thing to consider is having a stage name. So you're not putting your real names out there. Have some sort of stage name that your child uses so that when they're getting millions and millions of views, right, people can't track them back to their actual name. Also, one thing to stress to your children is that they never under any circumstances share their home address, their location, or the school that they go to, or any of that personal information on their channel. So that's why it's really important to have this communication with your kids before they just set up their YouTube channel and start going, is to have these talks about safety and some of the dangers so that they are aware, okay? So really, really important. Then the second thing you want to do is just develop a strategy. You want to understand why your child wants this channel. What is it that they want to do? Do they want to teach people? Do they want to make people laugh? Is there something that they're passionate about? Topics? Are they trying to tell specific stories? All of this. You want to really understand what's the purpose? What's the intention behind your child having this YouTube channel? Now, the reason that I'm bringing this topic up is because I had so many requests for, you know, my kid wants to start a YouTube channel. What should I do? How do I do this? And I've been working behind the scenes on a possible youth boot camp, a YouTuber boot camp for the youngsters. And I just wanted to put it out there. Like if that's something that your kids are interested in, something that you've heard on your dinner table before, then reach out to me on Facebook so that I can put you on the waiting list so I can gauge the community's feedback on this. So yeah, if this is something that you're interested in or you think your kids would be interested in attending the YouTube boot camp for kids, then make sure you message me on Facebook. Layla Black, I'm a real person and I would love to get your ideas or see if this is something that you guys actually want. Okay, so stick with me. We're going to talk about content ideas for your youngsters' YouTube channel right after the break here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio. The hottest
hip hop and R&B. You're listening to Jukasa Radio.
Sego, Sixnay, Layla Black in the house with Indie Pow. Welcome back, guys. Tonight we have a fun topic that some of you youngsters might like, and talking about how to launch and run a youth YouTube channel. Okay, so any of you guys have kids, or maybe you are youngsters, teenagers, I don't know. We have a lot of youth that listen to these radio shows. So if you're out there and if you've had an idea, if you've had a thought to start a YouTube channel, or your kids have brought it up to you, then this is definitely an episode you want to pay attention to. And I put this out there in the community because I've been hearing it a lot from parents. And, you know, how do I do this? How do I keep them safe? Should I do it? Shouldn't I? And they're just really not sure how to help their kids down this journey because YouTube is new, right? And if you're a parent, then it hasn't always been there. So it's something new to navigate. So yeah, I've been working behind the scenes on crafting a youth boot camp, a YouTuber boot camp for the kids to teach them how to start their channel, how to manage it, how to run it, how to keep themselves safe in this online digital world. So I'm trying to get some feedback on whether this is something that the community wants. Is this something that you are hearing from your kids or you're feeling yourself if you're young? Just let me know. Reach out to me on Facebook. My name's Layla Black, right? Out there on Facebook, I'm a real person. Send me a DM and I will get back to you to get you on the waiting list for this youth boot camp for YouTubers. So yeah, we talked about keeping them safe, right? And we also talked about their intention. So knowing why they're doing it, what they want to achieve, what's their passion, what is the point of this channel? Now you can talk about content. Now you can start brainstorming content ideas and maybe run some test videos, some test launch videos. One of the things that I always stress to people, any entrepreneur in any business, but you know, it's interesting that it still applies to the youngsters that want to start their channel, is researching your competition. Okay, so asking your kids, what are your favorite channels? And asking them why. What is it that you love about them? What is it that, why do you comment on them? Why do you watch them over and over again? Why do you love these kids? Why do you love these families? Why do you love these toys? What is it about the videos they're already watching that are engaging them? And get them to think about that. Get them to write it down. Do a big brainstorm. I call it the brain dump, where you get a big piece of paper and you just dump everything on your brain and you come out with this master plan. So I suggest bringing your kids in on that process and then trying to identify which content they like. You know, what is it? What kinds of videos do you like? And then shaping your content creation with them around that. So yeah, brainstorming together as a family is key. Communication is key. And being on board with your child as they go on this YouTube journey is really, really important. So keep it locked. I got more tips coming at you for the young YouTubers out there. And again, reach out to me if you have any questions, if there's something I can help you with, because I am a real person who genuinely wants to help you follow whatever passion it is and monetize that online. So don't go anywhere. I got more here on Indie Pow on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
New music, all the hits.
Jukasa Radio 93.5.
What up, Jukasa listeners? This is Layla Black, your host of Indie Pow. We do the show every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. They give this crazy chick control of the radio waves. And the whole point of the show is to empower you and inspire you with something you can take away to implement into your life that will make it better, that will make you stronger, that will make you chase your dreams harder. So tonight I wanted to talk about a topic that I get asked a lot about by parents, and that is their youngsters starting YouTube channels, okay? So I'm sure if your kids have any access to tablets or phones or anything, they are watching YouTube videos, and they're probably watching kids on there doing it. And it really creates this belief that, hey, I want to do that too. Hey, I want to be on camera. I want to be famous on YouTube. So parents are getting a lot of questions like that, and they don't know what to do. So I've been working behind the scenes on creating and crafting a YouTube bootcamp for kids so that kids can understand how to set up their channel, how to create content, how to stay safe, which is really, really important to our youngsters, right? We want to keep them safe. And I'm putting this out to the community because I want to see if this is something that you guys really want. Is it something that you're hearing? Is it something that your kids would be interested in? If it is, please reach out to me on Facebook so I can add you to the waiting list for our first run of this boot camp. All right, so we're talking about getting your kids online. We talked about online safety. We talked about creating stage names. Also understanding their intention, why they're doing it, and brainstorming content ideas. Another tip I want to give you guys is consistency. So really showing them the value of being consistent in something, because their first few videos may only get, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 views. But it's that consistency factor of constantly doing something that will create the results in the long term. So it actually teaches them a really valuable lesson at the same time. Also, another thing for parents to be cautious of is monitoring the comments. Okay, so YouTube comments are notorious for spam, cyberbullying, all of this that really it's not great for your children to be exposed at this at such a young age, or really ever. So making sure that you're monitoring those comments, sometimes even turning them off, and having that discussion with your children about bullying, about, you know, that they're going to, if you're putting yourself out there, you are naturally going to get some people that don't agree, or some people that think differently, or some people that are just so negative in their own lives that they're going to try and project that on you. So it's important to have these conversations. I think that's one of the most key things that I can stress to parents that have children that want to start YouTube channels is having the communication lines open, okay, and creating a safe environment where they can talk about their comments, where you monitor them and you discuss them, right, and you do this together. I think that is really, really important. And the last piece of advice I want to give you is have fun, okay? Have fun. Make sure to check in with your kid frequently, that they enjoy doing this, that they're having fun doing it, because it's not about the comments. It's not about the money. It is genuinely about your child pursuing a passion that excites them and doing something that they enjoy, which is the bottom line and should always be, and always be your checkpoint to make sure that they're still having fun. All right, guys, so a few tips for you, all you parents out there who have kids who are interested in starting a YouTube channel, reach out to me. Like I said, we're going to have limited space in this first boot camp, YouTube boot camp for kids. So make sure you reach out to me and connect on Facebook. Oh yeah. And before I go, all you youngsters out there who like ice cream, who likes ice cream? I do. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. So Logan Stats from Six Nations, who is the winner of CTV's The Launch, who's been traveling all over North America playing his folk songs for huge audiences and has barely had time to be home at all, is actually going to be playing a free show. So he's playing a free show this Friday at 1 o'clock at Good Friend Sandwich Company, which is right in town on West Street in Brantford. So the show's going to be outdoors. There's sandwiches. There's ice cream. So definitely bring your kiddos out on Friday to Good Friend Sandwich Company and hang out with Logan Stats. All right, guys, that's me signing out for tonight. Thanks for hanging out with me. Don't forget to shoot me a message and start a dialogue. I would love to talk to you about your kids' passions, your kids' journey on YouTube as a digital marketer. And it is a whole big, huge world. So it's good to get the advice of someone who's been there and done that. We'll be back next week again with Indie Pal here on 93.5 Jocasa Radio.